So you can do a little chimney in your seat, okay?
Thank you.
lovely. Are there any other bits people are feeling iffy about before I move on? I think it's sounding marvellous. Would you like to sing the whole thing again, or would you? Are you happy? Exactly. So it's a company. Ah, lovely. And then it's, look at me. Okay. Would you like to do it all through, or are you happy?
Yeah.
All through. Brilliant. Let's start. Oh, some of you want to do it all through and some of you don't. We're going to do it all through. Let's stand. And then we'll have a break.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traversed afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still. Thank you.
really well done, sounding fab. You're going to peak just at the right moment. Take a seat. I feel sure Katie might have things to say.
Hello everyone. A couple of things. Obviously last week Simon announced that there's going to be no folders. Obviously that's a prerogative. But there have been a number of people who have asked whether you can use folders. So we're going to go rogue and we're going to use folders. Obviously, I haven't gotten here tonight, but you are all going to see the TSN Centre on Monday. So I will issue folders to everybody on Monday. You can just keep hold of them for all of the concerts. I'll let you know whether I want to collect them in at the end of the concert or whether I'll collect them in January. That's TBC at the moment, but I'll get back to you about that one. We have a handful of concert notices on the desk on the way out. Everybody has received an electronic copy or should have received an electronic copy. But anybody who wants to pick up a hard copy, there are a few on the table. There aren't enough for everybody, though. Saving trees. And I've also been given an invite by Di Charles, who is the chair of the CBSO Chorus Committee, who would like to invite members of So Vocal to join members of the CBSO Chorus in Level 4 Bar after the concert on the 19th. They have negotiated a 10% discount for people. But the bar will be open for another 45 minutes. After the end of the concert, so it'd be lovely to kind of try and get both choirs together. I think that is the lot from me.
Lovely. Little break. Thank you very much.
Can I do a thing?
You can do a thing.
Hello, for anyone that doesn't know me, I'm Claire. I've been in the choir since the very first Hasty session. And I've managed to do 12 years without having to stand up here, so thought I'd give it a go. So I'm doing the talky bit this time. The sopranos have actually, as in tradition with all choirs, they've actually done all the work. I'm just the diva soprano that's happy to stand up here and talk to you all. So I haven't got a lovely poem, and I haven't written a fabulous speech, but I did a meditation a couple of weeks ago about balance, and it struck a little chord with me in terms of what we do in choir. So when you're balanced, if you're standing on one leg and you're balanced, see that? I'm not actually still. All of my muscles are moving, my core's engaged, and I'm constantly flexing and moving to stay balanced, otherwise I'd be dead and I'd fall over. And it felt like, it's a little bit like how this choir feels. Is we're constantly changing, we're always moving, we're always flexing. We've got our core muscles, who are Katie and the CBSO. They're like the gym, they give us all the equipment to train. And we've had Lucy, particularly over the past year. It's been a time of change, but I think we've kind of regained our balance, which is really nice. James, who isn't here, I think he's another core muscle. Definitely more than an accompanist, particularly when he plays the notes that we can't hear very, very loudly so that we can. So we just have got a few gifts for you all to say thank you. So Katie, we would like to thank you and the CBSO for all you do, particularly. There's also a thank you to James, so we'll be giving him some gifts to say thank you. We also have a thank you for Jim, because I think we've all enjoyed Jim. He's not here, but he's back. We all get a lot out of Jim's rehearsals as well. And finally, a big thank you to our main core muscle here.
Doing all the hard work. Called a muscle.
So thank you to Lucy. Thank you. Try this balancing thing, make sure that you're going to fall over, you're going to land somewhere soft and all that. And if you want to give yourself one final challenge, so as you are balanced and you think you've done it, I've done it, I'm amazing, you're just like Lucy.
I'm amazing.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Maybe
that's different.
That's harder.
Yeah. So I look forward to singing with you all next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As long as you're with me. Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top, I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Now to think about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you. Every day.
Now, the bobbing was without doubt excellent. My only criticism in that regard would be that the bobbing starts like this, and by then some of you are like this. So if the face could match the bob, then that would be excellent. Think Bob, Bob the Elf. Bob, yes. Brilliant. Now, I have a little request to look at no matter the reason, no matter the season, etc. So first thing, if you're in the laughing, I said don't try to pronounce the T. No matter the reason, really be hard. No matter the reason, no matter the season, no matter how confusing, you better believe. The only way to make this work really is if you just know it off by heart. So we will do it a few times, we'll do it slowly. You just have to say it to yourself five times a day between now and the concert, and you'll be fine. It's the kind of thing you have to just not think about, but like, you know, if you know a poem really well, or a tongue twister, or a limerick, you don't even have to try anymore. Okay. So let's just say, I'll sing it slowly, down the octave if you want. No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will be beating, you better believe. Okay. Now, a little faster. One, two, three.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will be beating, you better believe.
How does that feel? Try
to
be faster. Two, three.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart will be beating, you better believe.
And what I would say is, if you stumble, if you trip up, which is fine, you know, because we're human beings and all of that, don't try and get back into it. Just no, 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 yeah, and no, 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 will be equally acceptable. But I would say if you trip up, there's not time to kind of find your way back in. No matter the reason, no matter the season, off we go.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart can beat, you better believe.
If you're finding it hard, try and just make it a small movement here, okay? If you're trying to do no matter the reason, no matter, it's going to be very, very hard. No matter the reason, no matter, just try to be on the tip of your lips. No matter, two, three.
No matter the reason, no matter the season, my heart can be, you better believe.
Good, now let's try it full body. Let's go, I think it's 96. This is just for every day. And I still like more kind of, coming away. Every day. Just let them sound float away. So, 96. I'm going to point out some of the good stuff to make sure that you're remembering it, because when we're the orchestra, it will sound obviously very, very different, and there'll be a lot going on from what I've seen. Equally, when we do, I can deny what I'm feeling inside, sounds great, we have that sudden increase in volume there. So what I would say is the really important thing with this, apart from the bobbing and the smiling, is to always be slightly looking ahead. So the minute we're slightly on the back foot, it just starts to feel a bit draggy, and that's when we might potentially come away with the orchestra. So it's things like, and I don't want to miss a single thing, don't want to put an end. Just feel like you're driving it forward there, and that will work really nice. Can we just do this beginning again, please?
Always a time of the year. You make every day feel
critical to next week, and I would just like to remind you all that the whole point is to have fun, okay? So whatever else happens, please have fun, because that's why we're here, that's why we come every Thursday, and you're very good as a choir at having fun. So go and do what you do best, and really enjoy it. Thank you very much to John, and I'll see you next week.